that was currently being unleashed on the streets. The streets which would not offer any fence or gate to protect them. Neither man had any shortage of third world countries they'd visited when they were still with the CIA, but this was more chaotic than anything either man had witnessed before. The streets had already been busy with cars when Gabriel had been waiting for his target to come out of the building. You sprinkle some zombies into that mix, and it gives a gridlock white-knuckle drive home an entirely new meaning. Getting a car moving, and doing so fast, was probably going to be one of their worst challenges. Gabriel had estimated at least a minimum of 20 parachutes had landed, and from those it looked like the numbers had quadrupled, with bystanders not knowing any better or trying to help the damn souls landing. Gabriel wished he had eyes in the back of his head because it'd be damn helpful. The dead were doing everything in their power to get food, and it was all they seemed to care about. Just so long as they got it, how they got it did not seem to matter. They were everywhere, including standing atop car hoods and smashing fists and faces into windshields. Those that weren't on the hoods were doing everything they could to get their heads and fists through the driver and passenger sides. Gabriel could see absolutely no shortage of terrified faces inside of the cars, but unfortunately there were too damn many of them to do anything that was going to make a difference. There were dozens of cars that the dead had achieved breaking through the glass. From what Gabriel could see, they had either pulled out the meal or dove into the car and were painting the inside of the glass with crimson blood. Gabriel found out quickly that the change, or whatever was happening to these innocent bystanders, was not taking long, and those who went in solo were exiting in hungry pairs. The newly made zombies appeared to be just as savage and rage-filled as those that had attacked them in the first place. Forsythe was taking this all in as well, but his processing skills weren't quite that of Gabriel's. Forsythe couldn't help himself and finally screamed, "Where are we going to go, damn it?" Forsythe hadn't seen the clicker running straight for them. Gabriel had, and he didn't respond, but reached forward, pulling an already worked-up Forsythe off balance and out of his line of fire. He already had his pistol pointing in the right direction, but squared up his shot and fired off one silenced round, blowing the back of its head off. Gabriel was pleased to have hollow points at the moment. The clicker that had been flying forward still had all of its momentum going for it, and it landed on Forsythe, knocking him over and down to the flat of his back. The dead had its mouth frozen open. Blood dripped down onto Forsythe's face. He held back a dry heave as he tried to move his face in a direction that would keep any of this blood from entering his mouth. He rolled to the side, pushing it off his chest. He immediately wasted no time wiping it off. Forsythe didn't know why he hadn't already done it and immediately pulled his own pistol from behind his back. Why he didn't do that the moment he had stepped out of the van was beyond him. The list of reasons on why he should have just stayed at the damn airplane were growing by the second. There was a strong reason that Gabriel liked to work alone. The biggest thing was that he didn't need to worry about anyone but himself. In a time like this, having to look out for another soul was one of the quickest ways to die. Unfortunately for him, though, he couldn't do anything about it. Getting back home would be next to impossible without Forsythe by his side, at least getting home quickly. Gabriel didn't have any proof, but didn't think that Ankeny and D.C. would be the only places going through extreme hell. Right now didn't seem like the perfect time to pull up a lazy boy and watch the news to see what was going on, although once they got up in the air, he'd be trying to find any station he could to get as much information as possible. Keeping Forsythe alive was currently, and for the foreseeable future, would remain one of his top goals. He knew that the chance of finding a pilot on a day like this was going to be next to impossible. To make that even harder would be that Forsythe was the only one he trusted. It was earned, not ever given until proven. Gabriel was still wishing for those eyes in the back of his head. He ducked as another one of the clickers leapt towards them off the top of a car. Gabriel had both guns up this time and was thankful for figuring out so quickly that a single shot to the head versus a wasted magazine to the chest was the way to put these things down, and apparently keep them that way. It crashed into the car behind them face first and popped back up like nothing had ever happened. Gabriel had his pistol up next to the rear of its head and squeezed off another round. Forsythe pushed the dead clicker off of him and got back to his feet, picking up his pistol. Gabriel said, "We need to keep moving and keep ahead of these things. You didn't hear me earlier when I mentioned something about my knee and how it was a piece of shit. So forgive me, but that nothing with it has changed and it's still not worthy of a marathon. Shit, I'd say that a light jog is going to push it." Gabriel was trying to think on his feet.